Every year, research company and Glacier Media analyze the moral compass of Canadians by asking whether specific issues are acceptable or not. Many of these topics have been the law of the land for a long time, while others, such as medical assistance in dying, are still being discussed and refined. Compared to our 2021 review, we see little movement in the moral acceptability of four issues that have not been legally problematic for more than five decades. Contraception, 75%, unchanged. Divorce, 71%, down 2 points. Sexual relations between an unmarried man and woman, 69%, down 1 point. And having a baby outside of marriage, 69%, unchanged. The biggest fluctuations on these four issues are related to ethnic origin. Unwed mothers are morally acceptable to large majorities of Canadians of East Asian, 79%. An Indigenous origin, 70%, but the proportions drop markedly among those whose descent is European, 57%, and South Asian, 40%. Almost 3 in 5 Canadians, 58%, down 3 points, think physician-assisted death is morally acceptable. We recently studied how a majority of Canadians endorse the federal government's guidelines on this issue, as we await a final decision on whether the framework will change. The moral acceptability of medical assistance in dying is highest among Canadians aged 55 and over, 66%. There is also a political divide. Majorities of Canadians who voted for the New Democratic Party, NDP, and the Liberal Party in 2021 have no moral qualms, 67% and 62% respectively, but only 40% of those who supported the Conservative Party feel the same way. Most Canadians, 57%, down 2 points, have no moral reservations about sexual relations between two people of the same sex. Women are clearly more accepting than men, 65% to 50%. This year, Western Canadians are at the lower end of the scale on this item, 52% in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 49% in British Columbia and 46% in Alberta. More than half of Canadians, 53%, down 2 points, think abortion is morally acceptable. Once again, women, 59%, are significantly ahead of men, 48%. Moral acceptability is slightly higher, 55%, unchanged, for medical research using stem cells obtained from human embryos. Fewer than a third of Canadians believe pornography, 32%, up 1 point, and prostitution, also 32%, up 2 points, are morally acceptable. The gender gap is exactly the same on each question. 40% of men think both issues are morally acceptable, a view that is shared, in each case, by only 24% of women. Gambling, which has become ubiquitous for sports fans due to the myriad of advertisements on cable networks, is morally acceptable for 52% of Canadians, down 1 point since 2021 and rising to 59% in Ontario. For years, we have tracked the perceptions of Canadians on the return of the death penalty, and found a public that is divided when figuring out the appropriate punishment for murder convictions. On this survey, the split remains: 39% of Canadians find the death penalty morally acceptable, up 1 point, while 39%, unchanged, consider it morally wrong. In stark contrast with the questions about abortion, same-sex relations, pornography and prostitution, men have fewer reservations about capital punishment, 45%, than women, 34%. The three components related to animal life and well-being remain low. Only 3 in 10 Canadians, 30%, down 6 points, think it is morally acceptable to buy and wear clothing made of animal fur, and fewer appear ready to consent to medical testing on animals, 22%, down 3 points, and cloning animals, 20%, up 1 point. Fewer than 1 in 4 Canadians believe 6 other issues are morally acceptable: polygamy, 21%, up 2 points, suicide, 20%, up 2 points, using illegal drugs, 19%, up 1 point, married men and or women having an affair, 18%, up 2 points, cloning humans, 11%, down 1 point, and pedophilia, 7%, up 3 points. It is not a surprise to see how undesirable some of these matters are. However, after many years of discussions about mental health, legalization and treatment, just under 1 in 5 Canadians think using illegal drugs is morally acceptable. Canadians aged 55 and over are particularly unyielding in their assessment. Only 11% think the practice is acceptable, while 67% consider it wrong. A higher proportion than their moral sentiment on extramarital affairs, cloning animals, polygamy and prostitution. The long-standing perceptions on drug use from Canada's oldest adults, who consistently have higher voter turnouts than their younger counterparts, may be playing a role in how policy discussions have failed to evolve. When such a large proportion of residents hold such negative feelings, a discussion about stigma will not be enough to change minds and strategies. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from May 12-14, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.